I've just been joined by Dean Faulkner, who sounds like you should be either a footballer or a film star. More of a footballer, Dean Faulkner, don't you think? There was a Dean Faulkner.
I think there was many years ago, Ian, wasn't there?
I think there was a Faulkner pair of brothers that used to play for Luton Town.
Yeah, you've got a very good memory. You might be slightly older than me, though.
I used to collect football stickers and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm pretty sure there was a Dean. I'm going to check that out in a moment. But anyway, morning, Dean. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm very well, Ian. Thank you for inviting us down this morning.
No worries at all. I'm intrigued to know what your business is all about, because we had a little chat about you Friday at another meeting, and they were saying, oh, yeah, he does this sort of thing. So I'm intrigued. What do you do?
That's really good, because what it means to me is my name's starting to get around the Isle of Wight. I run a manage. And own a company, independent. It's called Marybank Property Services, and I'm a local businessman basically providing reliable, honest and professional, cost-effective residential letting and block management service to the Isle of Wight. So it's basically, I'm a letting agent. Where I differ though from the high street agent is I don't have all the overheads.
Right.
So I basically let properties for landlords. I started last year, and it's now become a full-time job, and I intend to keep it just on my own, obviously to keep my overheads down and to offer good rates basically to the clients. I do a no let no fee, and my rates start at 10%, where typically a high street agent would start around 12-15%, but I don't have any hidden fees with that, and that's the key thing. So what it does is it means a more cost-effective option, saving the landlord money, and I can manage totally everything for their property and just basically take all the hassle away, because there's a lot of legislation that goes with it and contracts, and you have to comply with certain things. For example, on the 1st of October last year, they put in the carbon monoxide sensors. A lot of landlords don't comply with that, but actually the supply one is like £15, so it's not that expensive. But it's something you have to comply with. So I make sure that everything is managed properly and complies with local legislation and government legislation.
God, there's enough there to keep you awake at night, isn't there?
Yeah. It keeps me very busy. I'm currently 18 properties now I let and look after in the last year. And I've picked another one up Saturday, and I'm going to see another client tomorrow early evening. So, again, they're both in Newport. But I actually cover the whole of the Isle of Wight. Although I say I do a 10% fee for anyone that's got two properties, I'll drop to 8%, and five or more, 7.5%. But I also do tenant finding service, that type of thing, again, as local estate agents do. But I try and make sure that I get the right tenant in there. So rather than just stick a person in there because it means I'm getting a fee, that's no good for me and no good for the landlord end of the day. They want me to manage it, I need to manage it effectively and as much less hassle for everyone as possible.
Is it people living in these places, or is it workplaces as well?
No, it's just residential.
Just
lettings.
Residential,
yeah,
right.
I'm looking possibly to get into block management, so retirement places like that. Also looking after communal areas, all that sort of thing. But that's something probably for later in the year.
Do you get things like, because we had a phone call very recently, because we kind of looked into selling our property and buying a caravan. And we then looked into the difference between residential and a holiday park as well. So do you get, just say for instance, if I was to now say, right, I'm going to move out of my house.
Yeah.
I could either sell it, or I could buy a holiday let, if you like, a caravan or whatever. Is that something you would deal with as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have considered one. Unfortunately, the lady decided to stay in the caravan at the time, but it was something I did look at earlier in the year. Probably wouldn't get into holiday lettings, but to let a caravan for someone maybe that owns one on a holiday park on the Isle of Wight.
Can I ask you what aftershave you're wearing? That's not written down on that form there,
no,
is it?
No, it's CK Shop today.
That's what it is, is
yeah.
it? It's in a green bottle.
It's a black bottle with green writing.
Green writing.
You like
I've
the smell
got
of that?
No, I've got that at home, but it smells better on you than it does on me.
You can never smell it on yourself, though, can you? That's the thing.
Well, so I've worked out. I recognise the smell of it. But anyway, that's it. Just digress. Just chuck a curveball at you.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's what we do. So this is a new business. You may have started this very recently.
Well, it was owned by another chap originally, a guy called Peter Wally. He was an estate agent for many years, and he started the business in 1997. He let my property when I took a job at Newport Golf Club, and he decided to run the business down to retirement. At that point then, it was something I've always wanted to get into. As a child, I was thinking about quantity surveying, all that sort of thing.
Right.
But I've always been interested in properties, and I saw the opportunity, so I basically took the name and the business over, and I've carried it on for him. And he's really pleased that the name continues as well.
Excellent.
But I've been doing it sort of about 18 months, but really pushing it the last sort of 6 months or so now.
And I would imagine if you're like cheaper than others because you haven't got these overheads to pay, it means that people will get cheaper rents as well.
Absolutely, yeah. How it basically works is, I say I charge 10%, so if a letting was £700, I take a fee of £70 just for the one property. But obviously multi-lets, I can give better discounts. Sometimes I've got the odd landlord that says, all I really want you to do is to find a tenant, draw a contract up, and just tell me if there's a problem, rather than me deal with those,
sure,
those ongoing issues that happen. So in that case, then I can agree a different fee with someone. Make myself very, very competitive because I don't have those high street agent overheads. I work from home. I've got a registered office. It's a proper registered business. And it's something I really, really enjoy doing because I go out lots of different places, meeting different people all the time, and I'm covering the whole Isle of Wight.
How has it changed in the last couple of years ever since we've had the, the financial crash? Are there more houses being rented?
There's definitely more properties now to let, without any doubt. For people now to go out and get a mortgage and have a sizeable deposit, usually they've got to cut with £10,000-£12,000. People haven't got that these days, but there's a lot of people that own more than one property. For example, I've got a couple of guys that own several properties that I took on recently. They're coming up to retirement. They don't want the hassle. I've got someone that lives in Dubai. I let their property for them. People that live on the mainland in Eastleigh, Southampton, Portsmouth area. So I actually let their properties on the island. So the day-to-day running's down to me. I ensure everything's done. And I also deal with some property renovations as well, where a landlord will say to me, I'd like to let the property, and would you be interested in taking it on? And I'll also take on the renovation. And I've got two going at the moment, one on Freshwater Bay and one in Newport. So it's quite a sizable project as well to manage, from kitchen refits, bathrooms, just to paint and decorate and organising the carpets and getting good deals for the landlord. And that's what I do, is get a good deal for them.
So you're like switched on with all the builders and stuff like that around
as
well?
Very much so. I've got a list of tradesmen that I use. And something else I decided to set up was a lot of the high street agents, you go to them, they've got a 30-day thing before they actually pay you. As a tradesman, and that can be very difficult for small businesses.
Yeah,
so
sure.
What I do is, as soon as the invoice comes in, I guarantee I will pay it within 24 hours.
Best way to be.
Yeah, and it works well because if I then need a plumber in, that's Dean on the phone. I'll go in and do that job because I know he's going to pay me as soon as I give that invoice in.
Yeah, sure.
Within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that's my guarantee promise as well.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yes.
How do we get hold of you?
Get hold of me. I've got... just got a van now, which has just been signwrighted. My daughter Sophie Faulkner, she's also a graphics designer. She's starting her own business, so she's done all that for me.
Excellent.
So that's advertisements, obviously, for me. I've got a website which my daughter Sophie did as well, which is www.marybankpropertyservices.co.uk.
And that's Mary with
It's MERRIE Bank. It's one word. Mary Bank Property Services.
Co.uk.
And I can be contactable on 07971 346 136. And of course, obviously these days with social media, I have a Facebook page where I put a lot of stuff on there, and I also write blogs as well to advise landlords on what's good practice and what isn't.
Excellent. You got it all covered then, haven't you?
Hopefully, yeah. So I really enjoy it and I'm enthusiastic about it. Always wanted to do it, and it's something that is a passion now.
Good for you.
So hopefully I'll do that onto retirement and then pass that business on to my two daughters to carry on with and grow it.
Brilliant. And just give Sophie's business a plug, because you say she's doing her own thing now.
Yeah, she's a graphics designer. She got a degree last year, and she started doing some work for Island Printers, freelancing, and she also, she goes in their office 4 hours a day, and now she does work from home. And really, really good designer. I took some business into... The sign company in Newport to do my van, and I said my daughter would do the graphics, sent it in. They went, wow, that's great, we're interested actually, would she like to do some work for us, because we're overloaded, so there seems like a link in there for her.
Wonderful. So that's
great,
really
designer,
good.
So yeah,
great to hear. And the young lady that's sat by the side of us is actually wanting to do that kind of thing when she leaves school. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So there you go. You might have to get a card in a minute and just sort of help out, and maybe send Sophie a message and ask her to take you under your wing. Because you asked the question earlier on, how am I going to progress? How am I? Well, there you go. This lady's gone away. She's got the degree. She's now come back. She's got the nous to sort of set up her own business. And there she is. She's making contact with these companies. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. That's what Dean did.
Yeah, it's about getting out there, talking to people. Social media is a really, really good way of promoting yourself, because people see it all the time. People get up in the mornings typically now, and what do? They sat on their phone while having their cup of tea in the morning and their breakfast. They live their life on their phone. So it's a good way of plugging information, as long as you don't flood it too much.
Yeah, because you definitely need connections and all that, and social media is one way to get them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is a good way these days.
Well, it's great to see you, Dean.
Is there anything else you want to
plug while you're here?
No, not really. Obviously, I can do deals for people. Just one of the last things I would say is that my rates are lower. I provide a free, no-nonsense rent appraisal. I can advise on the latest laws. I do a free check-in and check-out schedule, which a lot of estate agents charge £60 each way. I do that free. I also secure all my deposits with the DPS, which is Deposit Protection Service. I do a free comprehensive tenants referencing service with a fully detailed tenancy agreement, AST. I provide monthly statements. I can either do them by post, email. And I am a dedicated property manager for your property with 24-hour support. So I will also coordinate all the regular checks and ensure everything is intact for you. End of the day, I simply look at this. I look at it as if I own that property, yeah, although I don't, and I manage it for someone else. But if I take that view, I'm going to look after it the best way I can, hopefully provide 100% customer service guarantee.
Do you know what? I was looking at you, and I've only known you for a little space of time. You've been floating around there, for years and years.
Yeah,
and years.
We've sort of known each other, haven't we? Yeah.
And I thought I just had this vision of you being a greenkeeper or something at the golf club, and just
I've moved
cut
on
grass.
Now. Yeah.
But
yeah,
this because there's obviously a lot of law stuff in this.
Yeah, contracts
stuff.
Must be exact. They really, really must be precise. You know. You just can't make mistakes on it. You make a mistake, you know, you've got trouble, and you can't do that when you're representing someone. It's legal.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm also in the Glanville solicitors as well, where I know three solicitors up there could give me free advice as well. And again, Peter, I originally got the business off of and grew it to this level now.
Fantastic.
Is there as a backup for me all the time on the phone. But each day now, using these services, hardly at all, because my knowledge is growing, you know, as I get into this as a full-time job, and I love it.
Good for you. And I'm glad it's working. I'm glad it's taking the time and the trouble to come in. Hopefully get some business from it.
Yeah, thank you also to you, Ian, and Vectus Radio for asking me down here to talk about it. And maybe we can look at some sort of advert and sponsor in the future as I grow.
Brilliant. And good luck. And so we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming in.
And
really
good luck with your
it.
FM licence. I'll do all I can to help you out on that, obviously. So
thanks, Dean. You're a star.